is come, He is still present today. Thank you, Corey. Merry Christmas to you all. Take your hymnals. And we're going to read in unison the reading on page 194. The Shepherd of Peace. Now, why don't you stand while we read from Scripture this morning? But you, Bethlehem, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live, for their greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I want to read for you from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, the Christmas story. Now, maybe you've read it last night. Maybe you got up early this morning and read it again. But this is one of those stories that you can never, for me anyway, read enough, hear enough. This is God's greatest gift to us, His children. Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And today we are the shepherds. We've heard the good news. And so today it is our opportunity to rejoice and to sing praises to God, our Heavenly Father, for sending to us His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for today. It's Sunday. It's Christmas. It's the day that we have set aside to celebrate the birth of Your Son. So it's a double blessing for us. And Father, I pray for us as a congregation that we will worship You, that we will give praise to You, that the words of the songs we sing, the message of the words of the message today, will speak to our spirits, that You will refresh us, that You will renew the joy Let us experience a little of the joy, like the shepherds did on that day. For we too have heard the good news. And you've challenged us, you've given to us the task of going and telling this good news to those that are around us. Father, we give you praise. In Christ's name, amen. Now, Wesley and Charlie, two grandsons, we are going to take an offering today. You know, this is Sunday. This is church. So we are going to take an offering. And my mother and our daughter April, will play the offertory for us. So Wes and Charlie, plates are right there. Charlie, grab those. Yep. Stand right here. I'm going to give a blessing. Come over here, Charlie. We'll give a blessing. Father, you have blessed us. We've received it. And now we give to you our tithes and our offerings. And we do it with joy in our hearts. In Christ's name, we've received the joy and the blessing. Amen.
Good morning. We're going to sing together. The first selection that Pastor has for us today is Joy to the World, and it's on 173 in your hymnal. I know that well over half of our church family is not with us today because of probably icy roads or maybe visiting family, but we're here today. And Joy to the World, I've been reminded this season, this Christmas season, more than all, what an event that the whole world, if you flip through the TV channels a little bit and you've seen all the concerts going on from all the colleges, or you've seen world events of worship of Christ, of Christmas. I haven't spent a lot of time on TV, but just the few moments I have, I was interested to look at all the events from around the world of people worshiping Christ. What an event that this Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, not only impacted the world then, but impacts it so magnified yet this day. And this is a day where, of course, mankind has gotten quite secular. But even in the drifting away from God in some ways, Christ is still very much with us. And the whole world rejoices that Christ has come. And we're here to rejoice today. 173, joy to the world. The Lord has come, and He's our Savior. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace. The nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Thank you. 196.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer, and a baby's low cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a King. There's a tumult of joy o'er the wonderful birth, for a virgin's sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. By the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, near the manger of Bethlehem cradles a King. In the light of the star lie the ages in pearl, and that song from afar has swept over the world. Every heart is aflame, and a beautiful sing in the homes of the nations that Jesus is King. We rejoice in the light, and we echo it, that comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. I we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in the cradle our Savior and King. And then don't turn the page, right across, How Great Our Joy, 197. And would you stand with us? Let's stand as we sing How Great Our Joy together.
While by the sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall the child lie in a stall, this child who shall redeem us all. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. This gift of God we'll cherish well, that ever joy our hearts shall fill. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
You may be seated. Next couple of you. Lowell and Sharon, would you stand? And Steve and Linda, would you stand, please? And you can come on out a little bit, Stephen. We're glad. We would expect, Pastor Tony, wouldn't we, that our retired ministers would be with us on this icy day. You know, we just want to, as a church body, say that we do appreciate you choosing to live in Wilmer, choosing to serve in the Church of the Nazarene. We know that you've both has given your life to that ministry, and your church body appreciates it. Lowell, thank you from the church. Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. My hand's cold, isn't it? Yes. Stephen, Merry Christmas to you and Linda. And thank you. Thank you for choosing to be here and worship with us and to help lead us. We appreciate it so much. Thank you. Pastor Tony and Cynthia. Stand up, please, Cynthia. I know you don't like to come up front, but just for a moment. Turn around and face your congregation. And we can't tell you how much we do love you. We love you, and we appreciate you both. And we know your heart is, I'm supposed to give it to the boss, right? No, you're not the boss, Cynthia. You're always meek and your partner. But we do appreciate these people, do we not? And show them your appreciation with a hand clap, would you? Show them your appreciation. And pray for them and tell them you love them. And we know you love us. You minister to us, and we appreciate it so much. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We're glad you have family with you and that they've come to share with us today. We appreciate it. Thank you. And then if you'd turn in your hymnals to, I believe it's 187, if I'm on track here. 187, The Birthday of a King. Let's sing together. In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day.
And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia, oh how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia, oh how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king.
Thank you.
A long time ago, when the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, wanted a king, the prophets, directed by God, warned them about their wish, their want to be a king. They wanted a king so they could look like and be like the nations that were around them. And God said, I'll do that because that's what you want, but understand that a king takes from you. He will even come into your homes and he will take your possessions. He will take your crops. He will take your children and make them slaves and servants to the kingdom. That's what a king did back then. Wes is going to light the candles for us this morning. What do we know about Jesus? Let me read from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. I'll begin reading with the 5th verse. I've got to believe that he's played with one of those before. There you go. Jeremiah chapter 23. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up David, a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jesus came not to take from us, but to give to us. And he gave to us hope, joy, peace, and love, all found in the light of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Let's pray. Father, you've given to us your Son. Not one that would take from us, but one that would give to us. A king that would say, here, believe in me and receive joy. Believe in me and receive peace. Believe in me and experience hope like we've never experienced it before. We're not stuck in the troubles of today because we know that there is tomorrow. There is eternity with you. That's our hope. And Father, you've demonstrated to us, your Son demonstrated to us, your Holy Spirit demonstrates, gives to us love. Thank you for this gift that you've given to us, for the light of the world is Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, we give you praise today for the blessings that we've received. The blessings of this week, the blessings of conversation, the blessings of opportunities to serve, to reach out and touch each other, to touch life. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for family. It's good to have a day like Christmas where families are drawn together. Maybe families that don't connect throughout the year, but there's something about Christmas. I believe it is your Son, Jesus Christ, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that is drawing us to you. Father, we give you praise today. We are in awe of you. Help us, Father, to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as Mary knew him, as Joseph knew him. Help us to know the Christ of Scripture. And thank you for your Holy Spirit that speaks to us and guides us through the day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storms with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I
It's a simple question and it's a simple song, but when I hear that, I put myself in the place of Mary. And when Carol played that song for us a couple weeks ago, it was. That's just the message of that song is so neat. Tony, do you know? And then I ask myself, who am I in that song? If I were to put myself in that song, who am I? Am I a lame man? Am I a dumb man? Am I insignificant? Where am I? Am I blind? What am I not seeing in the world? What am I not seeing? In Scripture, Jesus healed the blind man because he just couldn't see. But yet, all of us were probably blinded by society. We're blinded by personal opinion. to the truth of Scripture from time to time. And it's in Jesus Christ that we see. We see Scripture, we see life, we see love, as no one else could help us to see. Well, I hope that Christmas has been exciting for you. Has it been exciting for you? Huh? Has it been? Are you ready for a nap? How many of you got up before 6 o'clock this morning? Okay, all right. Christmas is exciting. We have lights, we have decorations, we have gifts, we have food, we have family. All of these things contribute to the excitement of Christmas. Those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe the biblical account, the birth of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, just that event is enough to excite us. It should be. It must be. Your heartbeat should just pick up a little bit. And I know it happened 2,000 years ago. And we don't get excited about somebody's birthday that was 20 years ago. Do we? Try not to remember them as we go along. But yet there's something about Christmas that should excite us. And I'm going to speak today about the divine nature of this event. And if you don't get excited about Christmas for any other reason, you should get excited about Christmas because this was a God event. This was a divine event that happened. If you take God out of the day, if you take God out of Christmas, you really don't have anything. It's just another day. In fact, without Christ, without God, we wouldn't even have the day. In the beginning, He was the reason for the season. He was the reason for the day. And we have drifted away from that to the point that sometimes it's hard to even find Jesus in Christmas. It's hard to have conversations with people and even have them want to discuss the Christ of Christmas. You know what? There are churches in America today where the divinity, the divine nature of Christmas isn't even talked about. And some of you watch evangelists on TV, you watch these TV pastors, be careful what you listen to. Some of those people won't even talk about the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Be careful what you put in your ears. So the message today is I want to put it back in your ears. I want to put it back in your mind. I want to put it back in your heart that Christmas is a divine event given to us by God, our Heavenly Father. It begins with the virgin birth. There's never been another birth like it. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ is necessary. It is the beginning point. It's really not the beginning point because you can go to the prophecies of the Old Testament. But in the event of Jesus' birth, isn't it amazing that God chose to start it out with a pregnancy? Do you believe that your God could have put Jesus on the earth at 30 years old and said, "No, I want you to go preach"? He could have just showed up someday, and He could have done that. God could do that. God could do anything He wants. But God chose to do it this way. The virgin birth is the beginning point for us to understand that this is a divine event. This is not just luck. This is not just circumstances. This is just not, a neat little story. This is God putting His hand, His fingerprint, even His breath into the event of Christmas. In the Old Testament prophecies, those prophecies which speak of Jesus' birth, again, hundreds of years before the event, the prophets of the Old Testament were telling us, this is going to happen, people. This is going to happen, Israel. Pay attention. God's going to do this for you. He's going to send a son. He's going to send a king. And He's going to change the dynamic of the world. The prophecies speak of Jesus' birth. Scripture, very Scripture, promises a divine involvement in Christmas. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It's a promise of a divine nature that God is going to do something that only God can do. That divine nature could only happen with a miraculous conception. And so we go back to Mary being visited by the angel and being told that she was going to have a baby. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 tell us that God and Matthew, the writer, understood the prophecies to apply, they applied to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. There's never been another birth like it. It was of a divine nature. God did it once. He did it once for all time. God again puts His fingerprint, He puts His breath, He puts His handprint on this event. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. God promises one who will be a mighty God. Not just a God. Wouldn't just a God be enough? Can't God just do anything? Can't God just do whatever God wants to do? I hope you believe that your God can do whatever God wants to do. He's an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-sovereign, ever-present being in our world and in our lives. But Isaiah says, and God says to Isaiah, that the promise is that there will be one who will be a mighty God. I like that. He had to put an adjective in front of His own name. He had to put an adjective in front of who He was. God is speaking. He says, I'm going to send you one that's a mighty God. And yes, there were a lot of gods in the world, little g gods. And God wanted us to know through the prophet Isaiah that there was going to be one who would be a mighty, mighty God. I trust and I pray for you today that your God is a mighty God. John chapter 1 verse 1 points to Jesus as the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. John, in writing his gospel, goes back to Isaiah and he reminds us of the promises and the prophecies made by Isaiah of the divine nature that Jesus Christ was there from the beginning. He's the light of the world. He's more than just a candle. He's an ever-present spirit. He's the light of the world. Of the 37 miracles recorded for us in Scripture, only one with a divine nature could have performed them. A mighty God. A mighty God. Only a mighty God could make them happen. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 35 is a promise to Mary that God is sending a divine child to her. The angel says it to her. This birth of Jesus Christ is more than just a baby being born. It's more than your birthday. It's more than my birthday. This is a divine event. This is something that God wanted to have happen. God made it happen through Mary. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Joseph was told by an angel about an event that would happen to Mary. That event was of a divine nature. Scripture tells us that Mary and Joseph had no sex. They were pledged to be married, but there was no union, no physical coming together of them that would have created a child. And so when the angel tells Joseph that Mary is going to have a child, don't worry, Joseph, this is of a divine nature. The Holy Spirit will come upon Mary and she will find herself pregnant with a child. Only God could do that. Only God could do that. And when Jesus began His ministry, Jesus Himself validates the promise of divinity. My mother can make all kinds of promises about me, and she probably has to you. She'll say things to you. Well, most of them are true, right, Mom? Okay. But there might be a few where the truth is stretched just a little bit. Because I'm her son. And that's what moms do. Right? Don't say yes. Sons and daughters. Cynthia, you do that with our girls. Right? Because they're our children. It's one thing to have your parent brag about you and tell stories about you, but it's another thing to have your very life, the events of your life, validate what your parent thinks of you. Wow. Could any of us live up to what our moms or dads think of us? Jesus did. Jesus is probably the only person ever to live who lived up to the standard of his parent, his Father God. So the very events of Jesus' life, his ministry, the things that are recorded for us in Scripture, validate, again, Jesus' life puts the stamp of approval of the divine nature, the promise of divinity, upon his life. Only one with a divine nature could turn water into wine. Jesus did. Only Jesus could feed 4,000. A couple Wednesday nights ago, we fed about 50. I don't think we could have fed 40,000 or 4,000 or 5,000. But Jesus could feed 4,000. He could feed 5,000. It was nothing for him. Why? Because he was of a divine nature. And his Father said, "Son, go." And Jesus went. And Jesus performed miracles. They all had a divine nature stamped on it. Do you know that in Matthew chapter 27, it's the event of Jesus being crucified on the cross? Do you know that there was a soldier that day, and the moment that Jesus died, what did that soldier say about the man on the cross? He said, "Oh my, this is just not a man. This is something special. We have just witnessed this man is the Son of God. This man on the cross who's died right in front of me is of a divine nature." Isn't it amazing that at the very beginning of somebody's life, even before Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit, they were told that Jesus was going to be of a divine nature. And then he lived his life, he taught his ministry, he performed the miracles, and then he gets to the very end of his life. And I don't know if that soldier had heard the stories about Jesus and the miracles. Maybe he had. I don't know. This might have been just his one encounter with Jesus. And in that one encounter with Jesus, he looked at him hanging on the cross and he said, "Wow. Wow. This is more than a man. Jesus Christ is God's Son. He has a divine nature in him." And Paul agrees with it in his letter in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Paul said, "When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman," normal, "but God did it." God sent his Son, born of a woman. Paul had been a skeptic. He had been out killing Christians, persecuting Christians. He was a Pharisee. He followed the law. In fact, Paul mildly brags about how good he was at being a Pharisee. And here is Paul again telling us of the divine nature of Jesus Christ. So let's say that you're sitting here this morning and you say, "Well, I don't believe the Bible. Christmas is a nice holiday, but this book, I really don't believe that. And if you want to celebrate Jesus at Christmas, that's okay." All right. Okay, so let's just assume that the Scriptures aren't true. Let's just say that we'll set those aside for a little bit. Then I would invite you to go grab a history book. Go grab a history book. I don't care what history book you grab. Grab any of them. And let me just say, I'm making a statement to you today, that no person in your history book has ever impacted the world like Jesus has. No one. Absolutely no one. Pick somebody. Go back to the Greek scholars way back when. Go back to somebody. Well, you can't go to the Reformation because that's all based upon Jesus. Oh. Huh. Take your history books. Eliminate the influence of Jesus Christ on history. And I will tell you that you will need to rewrite your history book. And you can probably rip out 90%, 99% of the pages out of every legal book that you'd ever read. The story of Jesus, the divinity of Jesus, the divine nature of Jesus, Jesus' teachings. That's our history. That's the world that we live in. It is the story of God to us. He loves us so much that He sent His Son as a baby to be my Savior, your Savior. It's a divine nature. It's something that's happened only once. And even our history books, even our legal system that we live in, it's not just based on the smarts of man. It's based upon the divine nature of Jesus Christ and the truth of Scripture. Our history is the history connected to the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Christmas is a day with divinity of our Heavenly Father sprinkled throughout it. No, it's not sprinkled on it. It's poured. It's saturated. It's soaked it up. Isn't it sad that we, God's prized creation, can take that sponge and we can wring Him out of it? And sad to say, we have all too often and so frequently. God Himself poured Himself upon us through His Son, Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ is, shall ever be a divine moment. Jesus Christ is divine in His nature. He is God's Son. What a Savior. We sing a song, what a Savior. Again, there's no other God like Him. He is a mighty God. He's a big capital G. I don't care how big a font you want to put on it. He's the biggest font out there. God is God. And Jesus Christ, His Son, is right there with Him. We must not remove God from Christmas. To remove God from Christmas means to remove Christ from Christmas. Because Christ is given to us through the love of God, our Heavenly Father. We must not remove the divine nature of God from His Son. And again, I'll tell you, be careful what you listen to when you're watching TV or you're talking to your friends. There are people out there who are taking the divine nature of Jesus Christ away from Him. He's just a man. Oh, He did a lot of good stuff. But He was just a man. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, but just a man. And I say, no, you're wrong. The Bible teaches that it was a divine event. That Jesus Christ demonstrates for us and gives to us the loving divine nature of God, His Heavenly Father. The creation story says that when God created Adam, He breathed His breath into him. We talk about it. That your breath, my breath, it's not my breath, it's God's breath. What are you doing with it? I would say the challenge for me, and I would give it to you today, is let your breath give witness to the divine nature of Jesus Christ. Let the words that you speak from the truth of Scripture, out of love and care and compassion for those that are around you. We live in a world where it's easy to be critical. I used to tell the youth group in Minneapolis, if you want to be a critic, that's the easiest job in the world. It doesn't take any gifting, any talents. Anybody can be a critic. But give praise to God. Take your breath and use it in a positive way. Take this with you today. Jesus Christ is God's Son. Divine nature, from head to toe, every cell of His body, just like yours, just like mine. He was flesh, but yet He has a divine nature in Him, like no one else. The truth of Scripture today, we need to live it We need to speak it. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for giving to us the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. It's a very dynamic birth. There's never been another birth like it. Thank you for the breath that you allow us to breathe. We know that it comes from you. It's a gift from you. But Father, let us breathe your Spirit today. Thank you for this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your Son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the Lord I bear. In this world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, do you wonder as you watch my face if the wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
Please stand. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Know today that His favor rests upon you, and He's given you the breath to go and to share the good news that the shepherds had received. And when the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Go in peace. God love you. Amen.